We do talk to one another. I'm not sure we're coming to a whole lot of agreement these days, but the Southern Baptist Convention, in fact, in all that it is saying publicly, is encouraging the continued partnership with the BGCT. And we would like to do that. We would be happy to talk anytime, anywhere, under any provision in order to see that accomplished. But I can't say that that's happened on a deep basis at this point. On July the 26th, this past summer, all of us here, the entity heads of the Southern Baptist Convention, invited all of the state executive directors to come to Nashville for a day together, talking about common concerns, perhaps some uncommon concerns. And Dr. Wade did attend that meeting along with almost every state executive director. And I'll have to say to you, it was a very, very positive meeting. Everyone indicated that it had been the most helpful. Any of us could not remember any time that these two groups had met in that forum. So that, too, was somewhat unprecedented, as maybe this meeting is. But we had a good meeting, and out of that meeting, a state executive director made the motion that a task force on cooperation be elected from that group, four from the SBC and four from the state conventions. And so they did so. There are eight of us. They asked me to serve as the chairman. And we had our first meeting yesterday morning and early afternoon in Nashville. And it's going to take a while of study, because we're going to look at all the ramifications of cooperation, both past, present, and what can be in the future. And I have real high hopes about what will come out of that task force. And I can tell you, we had a really tremendous time yesterday in believe it or not, getting excited about what God could continue to do through cooperation. And I can tell you, we are trying to touch base with our state conventions, all of them. I also want to say, before I forget it, that to reiterate something that Dr. Hemphill said a moment ago, the GCC wanted to make this a full day, at least afternoon and evening, and they asked me if I would send a letter inviting you here for this meeting. And then they asked Dr. Hemphill if he would send a letter to three individuals in the SBC and three individuals that are here in the state of Texas to come tonight and to participate in, I guess, what you'd call a forum. It was not going to be a debate in that they were going to be debating one another, but it was going to be an opportunity for each of the persons invited to have a period of time to give their convictions and their opinions. The ones who were invited by Dr. Hemphill were Paige Patterson, Al Mohler, and Jimmy Draper, and the ones invited from Texas were Jim Dennison, Charles Wade, and David Curry. The invitation was not declined. In fact, I don't believe we received any answer to that.
We've not.
Okay. So we had hoped that this would be a time to invite people to come and just get out in front of all of us what is. And you know, I can't speak to why the invitation was not accepted, but I think it's only fair for you to know that we tried to do this in the same way that we invited you here this afternoon.
Morris, to clarify, Dr. Wade did call my office about two or three days ago to indicate that Dr. Dennison was sending a declining letter, but we have not yet received the letter. So
okay.
He did notify a couple of days ago.
All right.